Hello.
Hi, we're conducting a survey to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is voluntary, but important to the success of this research. All of your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone who completes the survey. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed in?
Somewhat dissatisfied.
When thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that it's not important at all, and 10 means that it's very important issue, that is a very important issue for you. The first one is healthcare. How would you rate it?
10.
What about inflation and the cost of living?
10.
What about climate change?
Huh?
What about climate change?
Community?
Yeah.
7.
What about democracy?
10.
What about crime and violence?
8.
What about voting rights?
10.
What about reproductive freedom?
10.
What about K-12 education?
Say that one again.
K through 12 education.
Oh, 10.
10. What about criminal justice reform?
10.
What about abortion rights?
10.
What about jobs and wage?
8.
What about immigration?
10.
What about racism and discrimination?
10.
What about student loans debt?
7.
7. Thank you so much. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, and state and local office in 2024. I know it's still a long way off, and sometimes using comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 election?
Very likely.
How would you rate it in a scale from 0 to 10?
10.
Okay. And what is your race, ma'am? Are you white, black, or African American? Thank you so much. And are you registered to vote, or like many people? Okay, thank you so much. Do you think of yourselves as male, female, or something else?
I am female.
And what is the year of your birth?
1980.
Sorry?
1980.
Thank you so much. And what is the highest level of education you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
College. My associate.
College?
Associate degree.
Associate degree, okay. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? How much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the black community has a lot of power.
8.
Please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, or 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. And 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or coldness. If you have no opinion or have never heard about a person or organization, please indicate it. The first one is Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
It was 1 through 5?
It is from 1 to 10. You can choose any number.
One to ten. Robert F. Kennedy is 3.
What about Kamala Harris?
Who?
Kamala Harris.
Oh, Kamala Harris?
Yes. 10. What about Joe Biden?
10.
What about the Democratic Party?
The Democratic Party? 10.
Yeah.
8.
8?
Right.
What about Donald
that's
Trump?
-3? I know that's not a number. 10. I mean 0. 0, 0, 0, 0.
Yeah. And what about the Republican Party?
0.
0? Okay. Thank you so much. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Donald Trump.
Kamala Harris.
I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2020 elections for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? To be your House representative, the Democrat candidate or the Republican candidate?
A Democratic candidate.
For whom did you vote in the 2020 general elections for president? Were you not able to vote at that time?
I voted for Joe Biden.
Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse? Worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
It got better.
Thinking about your network or friends and associates, would you say that everyone votes, most of them votes, and it's about half and half, most of them do not vote, or none of them vote?
Most of them vote.
Below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should be have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event pretend the progress you wanted to see in this country from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe in that person or event certainly prevent progress, and 5 means that you are not sure, and 0 means that you believe that person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. The first one is the Supreme Court.
That's a 3. 3 is like going down is bad, right?
Yeah, 0 means basically certainly did not prevent progress.
Right.
And 10 means...
Oh, didn't prevent progress?
Did not, yeah, prevent progress. And 10 means that certainly prevent progress.
They prevented progress. So I would say the Supreme Court would be an 8. They prevented progress.
Okay. Thank you. What about President Biden?
3. He did not prevent progress.
What about Republicans in the U.S. Congress?
10.
Donald Trump?
10.
White supremacists?
10. Now, hold on. Let me make sure that I'm saying this right. 10 means that these people prevented progress in the U.S., correct?
Yeah, correct. Correct.
Okay, so yeah, they prevented progress. Yes. So,
yeah. What about Governor Kemp?
I would say give him a 6.
What about Republicans in the Georgia General Assembly?
An 8.
Below is a list of policies and statements that have obstructed progress in black communities. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that addressing or overcoming these obstacles would motivate you or people in your network to vote, using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you would not motivate you to vote at all, and 5 means that you are not sure, and 10 means that it would strongly motivate you to vote. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. The first one is the 2021 Infrastructure and Jobs Act support the Affordable Connectivity Program, saving low-income and rural families up to 30 months on internet bills over
8.
7.
You could just put 8. I know what it is. 8.
The 2019 Foster Youth to Independence program offers 3 to 5 years of housing aid for those aging out of foster care. Georgia can request 500 vouchers, but has only requested 8. More actions is needed in Black Youth. 1824 are disproportionately affected by homelessness.
8.
We've made strides toward building black power together. While there is still significant work ahead, it is crucial to recognize and challenge the forces obstructing our advancement. By standing united and maintaining patience with each other, we can effectively confront these obstacles and continue our journey towards future progress. What about now? The 2022 Pregnant Workers Fairness Act protects pregnant workers. Attorney General Chris Carr sued to block it in Georgia, hiring accommodation for pregnant, new mother, and recovering workers. How about that one?
Would that bill make me want to vote?
Yes. Would that make you want to vote?
Yes. So that, okay. 10. On
10.
Mm-hmm.
14 years after the Affordable Care Act of 2010 provided 90% funding for states to expand Medicaid, nearly 500,000 low-income adults in Georgia remain uninsured. Governor Brian Kemp's decision not to expand Medicaid means that 120,000 black individuals in Georgia still lack access to health coverage. How about that one?
That is a 10.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your responses so far. I'm going to ask you some questions again. Sometimes people change their mind, and that's perfectly okay. Please answer based on how do you feel right now. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate it.
10.
A 10. And how much power do you feel that the black community has to change on issues that matter most in your community?
10. I'd say 10.
As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. I know this is a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November elections on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not likely to vote at all, and 10 means that you're extremely likely to vote?
10.
Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed about the same, better, or much better?
Stayed the same.
No change, okay. Do you consider yourself 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual or 4, something else?
Heterosexual?
Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate?
I'm married.
Divorced,
single.
Or single?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Hispanic origin?
No.
In politics today, do you consider yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
Do you consider yourself a strong or not that strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
How do you describe your employment status if...
Full-time worker.
Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
Last year I wasn't working, so like $12,000.
$12,000. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a nice, wonderful rest of your day, ma'am.
You too. Thank you.